listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey everyone, it is John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. I am so excited you're listening and tuning in. Yet again, if you're new, welcome out. It's so good to have you. If you've been listening for a while, welcome back. I hope to add value to you so you can level up, so you don't level out, and your influence and your impact. That's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number 50. That's right, episode 50. Really excited to be able to do this once a month and add this content to you. Hopefully it's really helpful and it's something that is adding value to your leadership, just giving you ideas and tips and different strategies that you can use to be a more effective leader in all that you do. Listen, I would love for you to go rate this wherever you're listening to it. Just give it some feedback, rating or whatever it is. Share it with your team, with your friends, with colleagues, with those around you. The more that we can spread this message, the more it opens up opportunity to add value to leaders, and more it helps me tremendously be able to add more influence and have more impact in what I do. I am passionate about leaders, as you know. And so I'm really excited to do this episode number 50 today, cool mile marker. And I want to talk to you about the pre-game meeting plan. The pre-game meeting plan. Today is going to be all about meetings, but it's going to be before the meeting. So we're going to talk about a strategy that you can use leading up to your meeting so that they can be more effective. Now, in episode 33, if you go back, I did a whole kind of podcast about how to have great meetings. And I want you to go back and listen to that at some point. This will be a great kind of marriage of that episode number 33 and episode number 50, where we can kind of come together, and this is going to give you a great idea. Now, let me just recap some thoughts from episode 33 just really quick. If you listened to it already, and just a remembrance, if you haven't yet, then just some teasers for it. I talk about in that episode that meetings are absolutely vital. We have to lay the framework first that meetings are super important. So many times we have this negative idea of meetings, and the reality is the reason we have a bad taste or a bad idea of meetings is because we've been a part of bad meetings. They're not good, because when you have a great meeting, it is like magic. Something happens, things move forward, it's incredible. And the reality is that meetings are one of the most important things that you'll ever have as a leader. Now, that sounds a little bit counterintuitive, like, no, isn't all the great things that I do is when I'm in the field and I'm making things happen, I'm executing. Meetings are just kind of a waste of time. They're just a formality that we have to do. No. Meetings are absolutely essential. It is where the game takes place. That's where you let your influence shine. That's where you make an impact. That's where you're able to show value. That's where you're able to collaborate, come together, and do all the things that are necessary. Now, in episode 33, I talk about Kevin Dunbar, a study that Kevin Dunbar did. Now, you can go back and listen to more details, but I'll just kind of give you the quick overview of it. When he was studying scientists and when they had breakthroughs, how did they have breakthroughs? Where did it come from? What was that magical moment where all the breakthroughs happened with science and research and those things? And he talked about the boardroom versus the lab. Now, you would think that breakthroughs would come in the lab when scientists were experimenting and doing all the things that they needed to do to figure out what the next result was, the breakthrough that happened, whether they were trying to solve some sort of disease or virus or whatever it was. But what he talked about was the breakthroughs happened in the boardroom, not in the lab. And so he said when those scientists would come together in the boardroom with their teams and other colleagues, and they would begin to meet together and talk about their discoveries, brainstorm together, kind of have a group think and work on things, that's where the breakthroughs would happen. Ideas would come forth. All these incredible insights would come forth. And then when they went back to the lab, they would execute on all the things that they talked about in the boardroom. And that's where the breakthroughs happen. And so I share that because I want us to understand that it's not in the doing that we actually get everything done. It's working on the business, not just in it. It's working on your team, not just in it. Right? It's working on the relationship, not just in the relationship. And if you don't work on what you do, like in the boardroom where you're working on things, then what you do is always going to fall short. Meetings are absolutely the place where breakthroughs happen if you do them right. The problem is most meetings aren't going very good. So what I want to help you today with is talk about how do you make meetings better? How do we get the most out of them? Again, go back and listen to episode 33 to talk about the three ingredients that you need within a meeting. But what I want to talk about today is the pregame meeting plan. I want to talk about the meeting before the meeting, because there's two different who's, two different people, if you will, or two different who's that you've got to think about when it comes to preparing for a meeting. Now, the first one, the first who is you. You are the who. You're a Yoo-hoo right there, right? It's chocolate milk. You're not a Yahoo. You're the Yoo-hoo. And the first who that you got to think about is yourself. You see, a great meeting first starts with you. You've got to look in the mirror. You have got to have a pre-game warm-up to your meetings. The problem is that most people are rushing from meeting to meeting to meeting back to back. Or they're coming off of some thing that they're working on, and then they got to jump into a meeting, and they're running up against the clock. They have no time to prep. They have no time to get into the right mindset. And so we're just running from meeting to meeting to meeting. And this is a problem, because what happens is after the first meeting or two of the day, you just start to lose your energy. Your energy goes down. And when your energy goes down and you go into meetings, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's a team meeting or a group meeting or whatever it is, when your energy is low, guess what's going to happen? The output of that meeting is going to be low. I can guarantee you that. When your energy is low, the output, the result of that meeting will be low. Listen, meetings are like a bank account. You can only get out of it what you put into it. You can't expect to withdraw some great thing and say, boy, I wish our meetings were super impactful and full of energy and we actually accomplished things and got things done. Well, listen, the only way that's going to happen is if you show up. You got to start with you. Listen, a great meeting begins way before the meeting begins. So what are you doing to prep yourself? What are you doing to get in the game and be ready for game day? Because when that meeting starts, it is game time. I mean, the clock is ticking, the scoreboard is on, and you are either going to shine, you're going to show up, you're going to show up with energy, you're going to show up with results, you're going to show up with focus, you're going to be able to lead that meeting with inspiration, with information, with initiation, all the ingredients that you need to have a great meeting, because you are prepped, you're ready to go. But if you come into these meetings with low energy, you come into these meetings kind of just frantic and not even really sure what you're meeting about, what's really going on, all of it's going to fall apart. Listen, you've got to be prepared. I love what Zig Ziglar, the famous motivational speaker, used to say. I love this. He said, success is when preparation meets opportunity. You'll have success when your preparation meets an opportunity. There is success. Well, let me add to the famous Zig Ziglar. Let me do the kind of opposite of this. Here's what distress is. Distress is when procrastination meets opportunity. So you procrastinated, you put it off. You know you need the prep for the meeting. You know you need to kind of go into this meeting with a little more focus, a little more insight, a little bit more energy in that, but you don't. Because you tell yourself, well, I don't have time, I'm so busy, there's so much going on, I got to make the most of it. And so that procrastination to do what you need to do meets an opportunity, it's game time, the meeting came, and guess what's going to happen? Distress, because you're not ready for it. Imagine if any athlete just kind of, you know, walked off the street and said, okay, it's game day, let's go, game time. Come on, here, start the clock, let's go. No. What does every single athlete do in any sport? This is every sport, anything that they're doing. They have a pregame warm-up. They are stretching. They are warming up. They're taking some shots. They're running up and down the field. They're doing some exercises, whatever they got to do to get their body revved up. In fact, I remember watching Michael Phelps in the Olympics years ago, the swimmer, and you know, what an incredible athlete that he was. And I can remember right before his meets, you would see him over with that hoodie, just like zoned out with headphones on, listening to his pregame music that just pumped him up and got him in the zone. I mean, he was ritualistic. He had a playlist specifically every single time before he went out to that meet, and he would go swim, and he would do that. He would have this whole pregame ritual to get him warmed up. Now, athletes do this. Every single athlete does it. You won't find one that doesn't, because that's where success comes from. A good warm-up, a good pregame routine, rally gets you ready to go, not only just physically, but it also gets you mentally ready to go and pumped up for success. Listen, a lot of times when I go out, go speak on a big stage and I'm doing a conference or whatever it may be, a lot of times I'll just kind of get by myself for just a few minutes if I can, or even seconds at times. And I'll put on something. I'll put on something on my headphones. Maybe one of my favorite communicators, and it just gets me fired up. I'm telling you, it gets me going, or maybe some music in the background and that. That's why I love every time I go and I speak somewhere, it's vital that there's background music before I begin. I don't care if the room is tiny. If you know this to be true, if I've come and done workshops for you, you'll see me with my little speaker. Even if it's a small room of just 30 or 40 people, I'll have a little speaker in there right up front that I control. And guess what? There's going to be background music. Why? Because I want to get the energy going for the room, for me. I know that that meeting begins before the meeting begins. I don't want people walking into a room with just dead silence and awkwardness and, you know, just kind of sitting around waiting for a meeting to begin or whatever it is, or coming in late or that. I want to get that going. And so for me, I'll always think about this as often as I can. What am I doing? Now, what I want you to think about is, what is your pregame rally? Now, it doesn't have to be long. I'm not saying you got it. You don't have time to, you know, sit there forever. But listen, the higher the stakes the meeting are, the higher the stakes in the meeting, the more important that meeting is and vital it is, the more of a warm-up you need to have. So not every meeting obviously has to have a huge warm-up. But I would say, listen, caution yourself that you don't just run from meeting to meeting. In 5 minutes early, give yourself at least 3 minutes to breathe, to go to the restroom, right? To get up and move around if you're on a virtual call, or you've been sitting for a long time in person, whatever it is, give yourself some opportunity to get a pre-game warm-up. That's right. Get your mind in the game. Get your head in the game. So whatever you got to do, think about, what is your pre-game warm-up? What does that look like? Maybe you need to get up and just walk around a little bit. Maybe you've got to listen to something really quick and put on some music that's going to fire you up. But again, the higher and more important the meeting is, the higher the stakes are, the longer your warm-up should be. So you've got to think about that. I want to challenge you. What is your pre-game warm-up? Now, another thought that I want you to think about when it comes to you, the who's that you've got to think about and be prepared for, the meeting before the meeting is with yourself, I want you to think about a pre-game checklist. Some sort of a template that you use that gets your mindset into the game. Now, I love working with leaders and doing this. This is something that most leaders don't think about. But what I love to challenge them with and customize this around who they are and what the meeting is all about. Think about your reoccurring meetings that are really important. So whether that's a one-on-one with someone that you're leading on your team, maybe your key leaders or whoever it is, or maybe it's just a group meeting that you're leading with your department or whatever, your organization, I want you to think about a pre-game checklist template for yourself to get you in the right mode. Now, this is something that you can sit down and just begin to craft something that's meaningful to you, right? Maybe it's something that says, hey, some questions to get you in the right mind frame. Did you have a pre-game warm-up? Are you ready for this meeting? Is there anything that you need to be prepared for coming into this meeting? Is there anything that could hold you back in this meeting? What is it that you want to accomplish? What's the most important piece of agenda item that you want to accomplish in this meeting? So it could be anything from questions to prompt you, just for you to kind of go through and say, okay, here's some things that I need to be thinking about. Or it could just be checklist. Are you bringing energy to the meeting? Is your mind in the right place? Are you excited for the meeting? Do you have clarity before going into this meeting? What do you need to do to bring energy to the meeting today? So it could be questions, it can be checklist of things that you check off. Now, I could give you a million different examples. We don't have time to do that because I've worked with lots of leaders and they basically customize their template. Some people I've seen use more of a checklist. Some, they're questions that just prompt them to begin to prepare for the meeting. One leader that I've been working with lately, they've been working on this idea that the night before their meeting that they have with their a big department of all the different leaders and managers in that organization, what he's doing is sitting down the night before and taking about an hour, and he's created a whole template. This, you know, over time, just kind of thinking through the right questions to ask himself, the things that he needs to be prepared for, so that he comes into the meeting with energy, with focus, with engagement, that he's coming in thinking about the right things and the right mindset. So the night before, he's working on this routine of sitting down just for about an hour and going through this pre-game checklist to get him in the right place. And it's serving him well. It's helping him to get focused so that when he does go in that meeting, he knows exactly what to expect. He's already prepared. So when that preparation meets opportunity, there's a greater chance of success. But imagine just coming into those meetings and saying, okay, where are we at? Especially those routine meetings where it's just the same thing again and again and again, updates on information and that, but there's no inspiration. There's no time for the leader to sit down and say, wait a minute, what do I need to do to make this meeting more engaging? Get out of the norm, get out of the rigid routine, and maybe shake things up and add a little bit to it. So I first want you to think about you. A great meeting starts with you, and a great meeting starts with your preparation before the meeting begins. What is your pregame warm-up? I want you to think about that, and I want you to be intentional. If I were to sit down and have coffee with you and say, tell me what your pregame warm-up is, what do you do? What are some go-tos for you? You should be able to have an answer. You should be able to say, oh, here's a playlist I listen to. Typically, I get up, just kind of take a little walk around the room or whatever it is down the hallway, or I do this or I do that. It's up to you, but have something intentional that you would say. And then I want you to work on a pregame checklist for yourself. I want you to think about some sort of a template on especially reoccurring meetings. Maybe it's specific to that meeting, or maybe it's just in general, kind of a little warm up for you to say, am I in the right mindset? Am I ready to go? Am I prepared? Do I have everything necessary? That can come in the form of questions, bullet points, checklists, whatever it is. And it's just a pregame routine that you go through to get you in the right mindset. Remember what Benjamin Franklin talked about. He said, for every minute that you spend in organization, you save an hour in execution. Think about that. That's a pretty powerful statement, that every minute that you spend in organizing and planning, you save an hour in execution. You can get things done fast. So I want you to think about just taking 3 minutes, 4 minutes before every meeting and just having some time. You can sit down and just take a few minutes to get organized, get collected, get in the right mindset, bring that energy, bring that engagement, bring that encouragement, bring everything that you need to make that meeting great, and you're going to start with yourself. All right, the next who that I want you to think about when it comes to having this pregame meeting plan is others. I want you to think about the whos that you need to have the meeting before the meeting with. Who are the people in that meeting, especially if it's a group meeting, obviously, when there's more than one person that you're meeting with? You've got to think about who are the whos that I need to connect with to have a meeting before the meeting. Now, the reason that you need to have a meeting for before the meeting is because, again, a great meeting begins before the meeting begins. It starts way before it starts. So who do you need to connect with to kind of script and give some direction to, bring some engagement to? And here's what I mean by that. Many times when I'm going into a meeting, especially if it's within a team that I'm working with, and we've got players in there that I really need their engagement from, I'm not just going to hope that they show up engaged. I'm not just going to hope that they show up and that they really lean into this and develop themselves and speak up and all that. No, no, no. What I'm going to do is meet with them, not long, and just meet with them before the meeting even begins. Maybe it's a few days out. Maybe it's a week out, whatever it may be. And what I'm going to do is give them very specific direction on what I need from them. So if I'm sitting down with Jim or I'm sitting down with Micah or whatever it is, right, I'm going to sit down with this person and say, hey, listen, we've got the meeting coming up here in a few days on X. Here's some things I really need from you in that meeting. I really want you to lean in and engage. The team needs to hear from you. And I think it would be great to help establish your influence. I think it would be great for you to give your insight because you really own this process. You're doing a great job with it. But I want to hear from you. And I think the team needs to hear from you. So when I start talking about this project, I want you to jump in. I'll hand it over to you, but I want you to jump in. I want you to ask for it. I want you to want that ball when the game's on the line. If questions start coming up about what we're going to do about the process, I want you to jump in and be engaged for that because you know more about this than I do, and I'm going to lean on you heavily to come ready and come prepared for this. Now, I'm just giving you literally off the top of my head kind of a hypothetical scenario, role-playing scenario here. But that is a common conversation I'm probably going to have with different key people that I need to see some engagement from, that I want to lean on in that meeting. I'm going to have that meeting before the meeting begins. I'm not going to wait for them to come and do that and just hope and assume it'll happen. No, I want to give them purpose. I want to give them direction. I want them to shine. I want them to be able to do what they need to do in that meeting. So whatever you've got to do, maybe it's someone you're having some issues with, and you say, hey, listen, so-and-so, we're getting ready to go into this meeting, and I know you've got a lot to say on this, but we've got to hear from the team. We've got to get their feedback to understand where other people are at. So here's what I ask you to do. I want you to listen really good in this meeting, because I think that the insight that we're going to get is going to be helpful. And you and I want us to follow up after this meeting, and I want us to discuss it. I know it's going to be tempting to jump in and kind of prove this and give your input, try to convince everybody, but don't dominate that conversation. I really want to hear from the team, and then you and I will follow up and figure out what we need to do. Now, that's just, again, top of my head, just I'm making up a scenario, but that might be with someone who tends to dominate the conversation. Script them. You know, challenge them a little bit to say, listen, this is what I need from you in that meeting. Don't be afraid to do that. Listen, when you give people direction and you give people an opportunity to know that they have purpose in that meeting, there's something that you need from them. There's something that's going to be helpful for the whole overall result of what's going on. Now you're kind of putting some wind in their sails. This meeting takes on a whole nother kind of opportunity now for them, because now it's an opportunity for them to show up to game day ready to go. And it's an opportunity for you to test the waters a little bit to see if you've got people that are stepping up to the plate. Listen, I want to challenge you. Think about the key people that you need to meet with before you go into the meeting. And it's not inappropriate. If you got a meeting with five different people, you might give off five a different kind of script, a different role. They don't need to know all the different things in that. I mean, this is just between you and them, but things that are going to help them maybe grow, help them step out, right? If you've got somebody on your team that's a little bit quieter and they're not as engaged, being able to sit down with them and say, hey, so-and-so, when we go into this meeting, well, I really want you to engage when we get to this one part in the agenda. And this is an opportunity, I think, for you to shine before the team. It's an opportunity for you to show some of that knowledge, some of the work that you've been putting in. And I know that you want to be humble. I know you don't want to take the limelight. I understand that. But I really think this is going to be an opportunity to help you communicate in front of the group. So when we get to that agenda, what are some things that you can do that you can bring up? Talk to me about this. So see how I'm dialoguing with this person? So I'm giving them some direction, but I'm also getting their input on, hey, what are some things that you can bring and engage here that you think would be helpful for the team? And they may say, well, X, Y, and Z. And they say, great, I think that's perfect. So when we get to that agenda item, I want you to be ready. I don't want to have to necessarily sit there and call on you and try to get it out of you. I want you to be ready to go at that moment and be confident and be courageous. Step up and start talking about X, Y, Z, and I'll direct some questions. We'll work on this together. Let's make it happen. It's going to be a great opportunity for you. Now, that is so much more empowering going into that meeting for that person than it is just showing up and saying, okay, well, what's on the agenda? What do we need to do? What's going on? They don't even know what's expected of them. So you get the point. You've got to have the meeting before the meeting. Whenever you can, use this as a leader, whether it's with people that you're wanting to see engage more, maybe people that you want to see speak up more, maybe it's people that are a little bit harder, that they tend to speak up a lot and you need them to kind of sit back, then I want to challenge you to have the meeting before the meeting. Talk to them about this. Give them some opportunity. Give them a role. Give them a script. Drive engagement. Think about the key influencers of that meeting that can really have impact on that meeting. So, two who's that you need to think about. Your pre-game plan. Here's your pre-game plan. Number one, start with you, right? Go back and think about, what do I need to do for my warm-up? What is my checklist that I've got to do? And then I want you to think about the who's that you need to meet with going into that meeting. Who is that you can script, you can give some purpose to, give a role to? And it doesn't always have to be tactical. It could be basic things like helping to get set up. Hey, can you come in a little bit early and help me kind of prep for the meeting? We'll make sure that we've got all the slide deck ready to go and the presentation ready to go. And I could really use your help in coming to this. So it's not just always tactical things. Maybe it's even just asking for some help. But listen, get engagement from people. Your team wants to be used. They want to have opportunity. They want to be engaged. Assume that and get them involved. Get them a part. It's up to you as the leader. Listen, you can't just sit around and expect everybody to come to meetings ready to go, engaged and all that. I meet with leaders all the time and they say, John, I wish my team was more engaged. I wish that they were more involved. I wish that they came with problems and I wish they came with solutions and I wish they came with ideas and just opened up. But it's like, I've got to rev it up. I've got to pull it out of them and it's just exhausting. And I think, well, listen, that's because you're not having the meeting before the meeting. You've got to start with the meeting before the meeting. What are you doing to help challenge them and encourage them and push them to do greater things, to do things that they never thought possible? You can't just expect it to happen. And listen, I get it. The pushback is, John, I don't have time. How do I have time when I've got 5 meetings in the day back to back scheduled and I can't even think about my own warm up, let alone being able to connect with other people and script them and do all this? John, this seems so exhausting. It seems so much. Well, listen, if you don't do it, number one, I promise you, you're just going to keep getting the same result. And it's probably going to get worse because things will just go on autopilot. And you're going to get so exhausted. Others are going to get so exhausted. They're just going to start checking out. And your meetings aren't going to be very effective. So you've got to do something different. You got to challenge yourself to do something different. Now, here's what the solution to that. Here's my pushback to that pushback is this. Number one, you've got to shave off some of your meetings. You've got to shave off some of these unnecessary meetings. You've got to be very protective of your time. If you're, you know, death by meeting, if you're just going from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, you've got to ask yourself one of two things. Either one, is this even necessary? Can we change this and just give an update? Is it really even necessary that we have a in-person meeting for this? Or number two, I want you to think about just shaving 5 or 10 minutes off every meeting. Listen, if you got 5 meetings in a day and you just shave off 10 minutes from each one of those meetings, they're going over anyway. The reality is if you've got a 60-minute meeting, you're only getting about 20 to maybe 30 minutes worth of content out of that meeting. The other 20 or 30 minutes are just absolutely kind of wasted. I promise you that. That always happens, right? You're only going to get about 30% or so extraction of a meeting of what you really need. If you really go by the 80-20, about 20% of the meeting gives you 80% of what you need. But you got to understand that you can shave off some time. 5 or 10 minutes for 5 meetings a day can be back. That can almost be an hour of your time back. An hour of the day, 5 days a week. That's 5 hours. That's, you know, half of a workday almost that you can get back just by shaving off 5-10 minutes every meeting. So end your meetings a little bit earlier. Just say, hey, listen, I've got a hard stop here at 10:50 that I've got to jump off for, and let them know on the front end. In fact, I like that because I think it drives towards, hey, let's get moving. Let's get rocking and rolling. And it gives you a little buffer to have maybe 10 minutes to just breathe, do a little pregame warm-up for yourself, get your mind ready to go, get ready for that next meeting, whatever you've got to do so that you've got time to go into that next meeting. And if you're doing this with all of your meetings throughout the week, you've got a little bit of time to have the meeting before the meeting with others. Now, that meeting before the meeting doesn't always have to be in person. It could be a message or a Teams or a ping that you send them just to say, hey, listen, here's some things I want you to think about our up and coming meeting that we've got going on. So that meeting before the meeting is all about just communicating with them, giving them what they need. But listen, if you start getting intentional about your day and your meetings, and you start prioritizing this, your meetings is going to begin to change. You're going to start extracting way more value out of your meetings. They're going to be that much more impactful. You're going to begin to see the needle move forward. Because remember, like Kevin Dunbar said in that study, it's not about just the lab, it's the boardroom where the breakthroughs happen. Your meetings is game time, but you've got to be ready for the game so that you've got a winning game. You're not losing, but you've got a winning season because all the games that you've got, all the meetings that you've got in this season, you are winning. You've got a good record. So I want to challenge you with this. Hopefully it was helpful. You got some ideas. I want your meetings to be great. I want you to work at these things. You've got to be intentional. The only way that a meeting gets better and better and better is if you put forth the effort into it. Remember, a meeting is like a bank account. You can only get out of it what you put into it. Go back and listen to episode 33, where I talk about how to have a great meeting. So once you've done your prep, now you've got, it's meeting time. What are the 3 ingredients that you need for that meeting? There's 3 things that I unpack in that episode. So go back, and that way you can begin to learn and grow more and more about how to have effective meetings. The more you do that, The more successful you're going to be, the more influence you're going to have in all that you do. Guys, you're awesome. We'll see you here next month on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, ready to add value to you.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.